Hey, Lore Party listeners, my name's Abu, and I'm a producer here on the network. I wanted to take a minute to tell you about Winds Howling, our podcast all about the Witcher TV show on Netflix. I don't know about you, but I love listening to podcasts about my favorite TV shows. It's great to listen to other people who are just as excited about a show as I am. These podcasts give me new perspective and a greater appreciation for the show I already enjoy. So that's where Winds Howling comes in. My co-host Brett and I love The Witcher, and we want Winds Howling to be your companion podcast to the Netflix show. We'll be diving deep into every single episode of the TV show and exploring the larger context of the story from the games and novels. And don't worry, the podcast is accessible to both longtime Witcher fans and newcomers. You can find Winds Howling on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and everything in between. If you want to learn more, visit loreparty.com. I hope to see you on the path.
Hello and welcome to Minigame, a podcast about video game stories and why we love them. I'm Michael Ferris. It's Star Wars season again, and with the upcoming release of Rise of Skywalker and the recent release of Jedi Fallen Order, I want to take a look at some of Star Wars games' past to see what makes for a good Star Wars game story and why we keep coming back to the franchise. First of all, a good Star Wars game needs to get the world of Star Wars correct. Now, what does this mean? Well, Star Wars has always had the look and feel of a used future. A world that feels centuries old and existed long before you showed up, and will continue long after you're gone. As an example, in the first Knights of the Old Republic game, I have vivid memories of every world and their unique qualities and history. Tatooine provided a classic Star Wars experience with a trek through the Dune Sea and fighting sand people. Corbin provided a unique perspective on the history and beliefs of the Sith. And Manon contains a unique underwater world with a new species. KOTOR 2, on the other hand, mostly contains just a generic feeling list of cities. And they all just kind of blend together, aside from the worlds from the first game. And these environments could come from pretty much any science fiction franchise. The game Star Wars Jedi Starfighter also gets the world of Star Wars completely wrong. Despite having some levels taking place on worlds from the Star Wars prequels, they're mostly just giant empty spaces or just take place in space itself. Dogfights sound and look like Star Wars, but a simple asset swap and you'll just have a generic dogfighting shooter. The two different Battlefront series also completely nails the feeling of Star Wars worlds. In the 2015 reboot, fighting on Endor is a mess of trees and branches and vines, and you get the oppressive feeling of fighting in a dangerous environment. While fighting on Crait gives a meat grinder effect of fighting in a wide open space that is almost impossible to hide from the other team. Secondly, Star Wars fans love stories that expand on previous material and love playing something they feel is important and canonical in the Star Wars canon. Think about any time a new show or game or movie is announced. The first question that is usually asked is, where does this take place in the timeline? It's a big reason why I think a lot of fans loved The Force Unleashed 1, but mostly ignored its sequel. The Force Unleashed 1 told a fun what-if scenario in which Darth Vader had a secret apprentice and was plotting to usurp the Emperor. Its sequel, on the other hand, was just a lame clone story. And if Attack of the Clones taught us anything, is that it's difficult to care for characters who are just clones with no personal agency. The Dark Forces games also did a great job of expanding the Star Wars canon, and are many hardcore fans' preferred version of the sequel stories. In the Dark Forces series, you play mostly as Kyle Katarn, a Han Solo-type smuggler who becomes a Jedi, falls to the dark side, finds redemption, rejects the Jedi Order only to come back when the situation arises with the help of Luke Skywalker. Finally, what makes Star Wars truly special are the characters we meet and the relationships they make. All three movie trilogies are ultimately about friendships and love. The first Knights of the Old Republic game is all about self-discovery and your friends accepting who you really are. Midway through the game, you discover that you're not just some lucky foot soldier on a mission, but you're a mind-wiped version of Darth Revan, a Sith Lord. When you tell your crew that you've made this discovery about yourself, they mostly welcome you with open arms. They don't care who you used to be, they care about who you are now. Knights of the Old Republic 2 handles similar themes, only in this instance, throughout the game, you influence the characters around you, and therefore, their personalities can change. Even though I feel like I've outgrown Star Wars a bit, I cannot deny its continuing influence or appeal. Star Wars games can be a perfect vessel to tell amazing stories. And if the response to Jedi Fallen Order is any indication, EA is perfectly capable of making good Star Wars games with a good Star Wars story. Unlike Battlefront 2, which we do not speak of anymore. Thanks for listening.
Executive producer of the Lore Party Podcast Network is Abu Zafar. Minigame is written and produced by Michael Ferris. Original music for Minigame is produced by Lawrence Kelly. Follow Lore Party on Twitter and Instagram at lore_party. And check out our website at loreparty.com. Subscribe to Minigame in your favorite podcasting app and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps me grow the show. Thank you very much for listening.